Have you ever watched an apocalyptic sci-fi movie and wondered, could any of this really happen? I'm Carrie Bechet, and on Hypothetical, we explore what-if questions two ways, through speculative science fiction and through insight from the world's most brilliant scientists. And spoiler alert, your favorite sci-fi movies aren't nearly as far-fetched as you may think. Time travel with me into our possible futures on Hypothetical. New episodes every Tuesday, available on all podcast apps. That's Hypothetical, Hyperthetical.
Previously on Transmissions from Colony One.
I'll give you guys some alone time if you want.
Shut up, Paul. She's all about Monsieur Lucaschette, anyway.
Luke, who's floating through space right now? Luke of the backup crew.
Well, Miss Abby Murdoch will be here in about a month on Mechti 2. No offense.
Here we go. The Abby Murdoch Club.
The Abby...
You know what, Walter? When Mechti 2 arrives, I think Abby needs to know about this little obsession you...
I'm not obsessed.
The message I received simply read PEM 23238429. They were astronomical catalog numbers. Earth was directly in line with the polar axis of Eta Carina.
Wait, what? That cannot be possible.
And that means what? What does that mean?
It means that...
A gamma ray burst.
So that's... Earth was hit by a gamma ray burst?
What about Mechti 2?
Nothing about them at all. I just don't know.
I just miss Luke. Miss Mechti 2 and everyone back home.
Abby gave me hope. 2 months. And now she's gone. Abby's gone. Roku's gone. Earth is gone.
Where's Tina?
She's dead. Just like Jackie, who could have survived if you
were. Sam!
Oh, shit!
Sam, stop! Break them up!
Sam, stop it!
No!
Get off!
Charade. We're trying to stay alive, Rachel.
And doing a lovely job of it, too. We're staying in an inflated tent. We're supposed to be terraforming a planet from an inflated tent.
What?
What? Hmm?
What's wrong?
What is it?
What the hell's the matter with you guys?
Listen, I'm cleaning up the feed.
Mechti 1, please.
I...
Come in.
I know that voice.
Please respond. Mechti 1, please come in.
I know that voice! I know that voice! Oh my god! Hang on, Ada.
This is Mechti 2. We've arrived in orbit. Repeat, Mechti 2 has arrived in Martian orbit.
Mechti 2?
Oh my god. Mechti 2. They're alive.
Mechti 1, we've arrived in orbit, but we're unable to land. Repeat, Mechti 2 is in orbit and unable to land. Confirm.
Thank you.
December 31, 2056.
Go for pre-launch positioning, burn, Abby.
Copy that. Begin burn.
Hercules, Vasily, ion positioning burn commencing. Hercules, Tarantula, we have video feed from Times Square.
Thank you.
Mechty 2, this is Ethan Reese, Capcom for Mechty 1. Just wanted to let you know Mechty 1 has made final preparations and is starting their landing sequence.
Thank you, Mr. Reese.
2 months.
What?
Nothing, Connor. Ready for my word to cut the thrusters?
Guys, turn down the music.
Okay, Tim, time to do this for real.
Copy that, Capcom. Abby has ion thrusters at full burn to move us into position.
Not much longer, Connor. On my mark. Cut thrusters, Connor.
Cut. Have Naveen stir engines for full burn. We're going to run through our pre-launch checklist in here. Advise you do the same.
Naveen, you heard the man?
Copy, Tim. Beginning primary engine stir.
Starting pre-launch checklist.
What the hell is going on?
PTC.
PTC, go.
TBC.
Engine stirring, but we'll go otherwise.
Medio climb.
Medio climb is go.
Tim.
LPS.
LPS, go.
STM.
STM, go.
Tim.
Vasily, what is it?
You need to hear these.
What the
hell is going on in there?
Flight? What's going on in there?
Launch!
Flight?
Space
Station Hercules, we...
Space Station Hercules?
Space Station Hercules! Come in, Space Station!
I don't know. This is dead.
Connor, how the hell did we lose power?
I have no idea.
How do we get the power back on?
The power supplies.
The power supplies.
The power supplies need to be replaced.
He's gone too.
Will that work? I think so. I'm going.
Can't someone else go?
I know the system better than anyone. I need to get to the MBSU consoles and replace the power supplies.
I'll go out there with you.
How long of an operation would you say this is?
Huh?
With Luke and I, 2 hours. Tops.
Try to make that shorter. Don't want you being out there longer than absolutely necessary.
We have to launch.
David, we don't even know what happened.
We need to launch!
Ethan Reese, Capcom, a Space Station Hercules. We received a report of a PEM.
PEM?
PEM.
No.
238-429.
I'll be back. Lisa and Luke, get on it.
Tim, where are you going?
I have to get to my quarters. Get out there.
A long-duration gamma ray burst has struck Earth, and it seems to hit the space station as well. I haven't found any other survivors.
Oh, God.
There's bodies everywhere. I don't know if Mechty 2 has launched yet. They may have been hit as well. I don't know.
Earth is gone. The only option is to rendezvous with Mechty 1.
You're ready, Lisa.
Let's go. Tim?
It's true. It's fucking true.
Chloe, what can we do to help?
Chloe.
Huh? Yeah, what?
How do we help?
I guess let's start getting these bodies out of the CC.
2 hours later.
Tarantula, Luke? Starting to install the 8th power supply now.
Wiring to master hub just about done.
We're gonna jettison the bodies now.
Roger that, Abby.
Power supply 8 installed.
Sophia Molin.
Connecting.
Sweden. Yuki Nakata, Japan.
Luke, look, the...
Naveen Yesh, India.
They're floating away.
Ines Ramos.
No, I do not want to see them.
Gerhard and Sarah Weiss.
I want to get this connected and get the hell out of here.
Germany.
Bye, guys.
All bodies jettison.
Copy, James. Farewell, crew members of Mechty 2. We will never forget you.
I'm connected.
I'm finished here, too. Okay, let's see if we didn't just waste 2 hours.
Nothing but green lights across the board.
Abby, fire up.
Copy, Lisa.
Luke, start going back to the hatch. I'll be right behind you.
Will do.
Ship is at full power. Thank you. You two saved our asses. Come on back so we can get the hell out of here.
Copy that, Abby. Returning now.
I'm on the ladder. Climbing back to the hatch now. Lisa?
Right behind you. Jumping up to the ladder. Oh, shit.
Abby, when we get back in, we should check all of this.
Shit, Luke!
Lisa?
Luke, I missed the ladder.
I'm on it.
I'm starting to drift.
auto cable is hooked on and extending.
Hurry, Luke. I'm almost passing you.
Don't worry, Lisa. I'll get you back to your husband in a... Shit, reach for me, Lisa.
Luke, I'm reaching as much as I can.
I'm near the end of my line.
Luke, help!
Got
grab
up.
Me!
Lisa! No, no!
Grab me!
I'm trying. I can't reach you anymore.
I'm drifting away.
Tim, my tow cable is fully extended. She slipped from my grasp.
Luke, unhook your cable now and get her. No.
That won't help, Tim. I'm too far away.
Shit.
So that's it.
Luke,
I can't reach you.
Unhook your cable and
Lisa.
Get her one right now.
Lisa.
That's an order.
I'm sorry.
A goddamn order.
I had you.
I know. I came in too steep. It's my fault.
Luke, do you hear me? Get my
Lisa.
Wife back here.
Tim.
Luke.
Tim, you have to. You have to go. I slipped from his grasp. I'm already too far away. You have to go now, Tim.
I can see you, Lisa. Luke, there's nothing you can do. Get back inside.
Ignore that, Luke. You unhook the fuck now, and you retrieve Lisa this instant, right now.
Tim, she's at least 200 meters away.
God damn it, Luke.
I'm sorry.
Lisa, I'm headed to the suit room now. I'm coming out there, and I'm gonna get you.
She's too far gone, Tim.
Bullshit. Enter the suit room now.
Tim, stop. You need to launch. Tim?
Lisa, I'm coming to get you.
I'm turning my radio off now.
Lisa, no!
Do not come get me. You hear me? Do not come out here.
I can't let you go. Lisa, this can't be...
It's the way it is now, Tim.
Fully retracted.
Everyone on Mech T2, I love all of you. Get to Mars. Link up with Mech T1. Tim, I can't go. Everyone else, they need you.
Bullshit! Don't do this, Lisa. Please don't do this. I can get you.
Tim, I have to go. You need to launch.
Don't.
I love you, Tim.
Don't.
Sides
don't
the ship.
Me. Don't leave me. Don't, Lisa.
Goodbye.
Lisa!
Pressurizing
now. We've commissioned to initiate launch sequence, Tim.
Tim, I tried. I tried to save her. She slipped at the last minute.
Not another word, Luke. Abby?
Tim.
Launch. Do it.
Copy, Tim. David, confirmation on launch positioning. Nicole, our engines go?
I'm pressurized. Removing my suit now.
Go for navigations and engines. Connor, start the countdown for post-launch thrust to burn in 40 minutes.
Countdown started. 40 minutes and drop.
All right, Mech T2, launch in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Initiate fusion ignition. Successful ignition. We're now en route for Mars. Fusion engine shut down in 40 minutes.
She slipped through your fingers, Luke.
Later.
Connor?
Hey, Abby. What's up?
Connor, what are you doing outside Tim's quarters?
Oh, he ordered me to stay here.
Okay. I need to talk to Tim about some systems that were still down from when the GRB hit.
What systems are still down?
Well, the loading bay door still won't open. Still no power going to the deployable compartments. Vasily is currently rewiring the comm systems that went offline after the power restore, so those should be back up soon.
Still nothing from the entry systems?
Nope. Nicole inspected them inch by inch, and Luke did another look over an hour ago. Everything seems to be fine.
Well, that's good.
Luke's working on the loading bay snafu, and I'm going to have David and James work on the compartment problem.
Good.
Can I go in and talk to Tim?
I can relay all this to him. No problem.
Why can't I tell Tim myself?
Abby, Lisa's gone. Tim's wife is dead.
Yeah, I know.
I was given orders not to let anyone in.
What? Whatever, I'm going in.
Sorry, Abby.
Really? You know I outrank you, Connor.
I know that, but I follow the orders of the commander.
Fine. Relay the message to him.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
3 weeks later.
Coming up on 20 seconds. 19.
Welcome back to the CC, Commander.
16. Good morning, Connor.
14. 13.
7.4. 7.2. 7.0.
77.7. 77.5.
Cole, ready to cut OV thrusters.
6.7.
1.
Cut thrusters. Report.
OV thruster shut down.
Holding at 6.5 KMS. We have reached orbital velocity.
James, start cooling off the engines.
Copy.
Nicole, prep support thrusters for orbital insertion.
We passed Phobos.
Standing by to fire support thrusters.
Nicole.
Ready for support thruster burn.
Fire support thrusters. Ready to cut supports 18 through 54 on my mark.
Standing by, Abby.
Just about got it. A little bit to the left. Give me a yaw, Jess McConnor. Let's say about 0.2% in that direction slightly.
Copy. Stand by.
OV thruster engine cooldown complete.
Cut supports 18 through 54, mark.
Yaw adjustment complete.
Supports 18 through 54, cuts.
Ready to cut remaining supports on my mark. Stand by to cut thrusters.
We have orbital insertion.
Cut thrusters.
Support thrusters cut.
Yeah, we're in orbit.
Nicole, transfer fuel to the Tarantula engines.
Copy. Fuel transferring now.
Luke, jettison engine array.
Copy. Engine array, jettison.
Vasily, we have anything from the Wasp yet?
They're not
jettison
picking up,
MMLHV,
but there is a live signal.
They've landed. That's enough.
Transferring H2O shielding to the Tarantula reservoirs.
Copy, Nicole. Cut fuel lines.
Cutting fuel lines.
H2O shielding transferred. Deploying housing panels now.
Oh my god.
Housing panels, jettison.
Abby, get back to your station. Connor and Nicole, ready support thrusters for landing sequence positioning.
Copy.
Nicole, once we're detached from the rocket, I need you and Connor to inspect all entry systems.
Entry systems have been checked multiple times. Tim, we've checked everything.
Once more won't hurt them. Connor, fire ion thrusters on my mark. Luke, retract release valves.
Copy. Retracting release valves.
Luke, retract the release valves.
I'm trying to. Nothing is happening. They are not retracting.
God damn it.
What is it? Mechanical or electrical failure?
Not sure. I'm hitting the damn button, but nothing's happening. Electrical.
I thought you checked all the systems inside and out, Luke.
I miss this. The release valves are dead.
Motherfuck. Everyone stand down. Connor, stand down. Motherfuck, Luke.
Chloe, look at that.
Must have been jacked up during the power restore.
This is supposed to be your job, Luke. The hell is the matter with you?
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry doesn't fix the problem, does it?
Settle down, everyone.
Settle down? This piece of shit fucked us.
It's a problem, Tim. We work at the problem.
Guys, look at this.
Huh? Looks like Olympus Mons.
What the hell is that? Did the volcano erupt? Sure as hell looks like it.
Oh my god. Gaia.
We can't do anything about that right now. We have our own issues to take care of. We need to get our ship free. Somehow.
First Lisa, now this. God damn you, Luke.
3 days later.
MechD1, come in, MechD1. Please come in. This is MechD2. We've arrived in orbit. MechD1, come in.
Good morning, Abby.
Yo. MechD1, come in. MechD1, please come in. This
morning,
is MechD2.
People.
We've arrived in orbit. MechD1, come in.
It's been 3 days now. We need to do something. Option A, EVA to cut through the release valves. The pros?
The tarantula's released and we land.
Cons?
The entire op will take more than 16 hours, and we may eat through most of our grinder heads that we'll probably need on the surface, not to mention wasting vitals.
What else?
Inspection of all electrical wiring to and from the release valves. Isolate the problem point and fix it.
Pros and cons?
Pros. Problem will be isolated and fixed. Cons? It will take 16 to 18 hours.
I don't think time is a factor anymore, right, Luke?
Option C?
Come in, MechD1.
We all load into the rocket's emergency abort capsule.
We've arrived in orbit. MechD1, come in.
Pros, we land. We reunite with MechD1.
If they're even alive anymore.
Cons, the abort capsule has limited testing in Mars-like conditions. And yes, if we do land, we don't know what we'll find there. Or who?
Anything else we haven't gone over 20 times yet?
Come in, MechD1. Please come in. This is MechD2. We've arrived in orbit.
We use the abort capsule for atmospheric insertion only. Once we burn through during AEI and we drop into the skies and deploy the parachutes, we blow the hatch and we dive out. We use our suit parachutes to float down to the surface.
A high altitude jump?
A high altitude jump into that ash cloud?
It's a bad idea, but it'll get us to the surface as fast as possible.
Thanks to Luke, we have time on our hands.
MechD1, come in. MechD1, please come in.
I think we should go ahead with David's plan. It produces the least risk and ensures the best possibility.
Contact. Contact. I've got contact. Kaya.
Are you real?
MechD1, holy shit.
Abby, tell her the situation.
Right. MechD1, this is MechD2. We've arrived in orbit. Repeat, MechD2 has arrived in Martian orbit.
Doesn't any American down here who keeps shouting your name?
Glad Walter's still an idiot.
Repeat the message, Abby. Let them know our situation.
MechD1, we've arrived in orbit, but we're unable to land. Repeat, MechD2 is in orbit and unable to land. Confirm.
MechD2, confirm. What's the situation?
The release valves are dead, and so we're stuck to our rocket. What's your situation?
We need to get down there.
Five of our crew are dead, and two have launched for Earth in an ERV. The eruption destroyed the Wasp. We're all packed in an ELQ and staying in our suits as much as possible to reserve our vitals.
Get Sam on the line.
Tim, we need to get down there. They're not going to last long like that.
Get Sam on the line.
Kaya, can you get Sam on the line? Commander Conrad would like to speak with him directly.
David, bring up landing coordinates.
Sam is out with Nada. They tried to stop the ERV launch. Also, Sam's not in charge anymore.
Kaya,
they?
Tim, elaborate.
Down there now.
Abby, move over. Kaya, this is Commander Tim Conrad. We're going to get down there ASAP. We're going to use the abort capsule to enter the atmosphere, then do a high-altitude jump and parachute to the bottom.
Coordinates are up.
Pick coordinates a half a mile away from our landing site. Also, how long is our orbital window for deployment?
You're going to skydive to the surface. Are you guys fucking nuts?
Kaya, we have some coordinates. When we land, I'll radio in on this frequency for you to come pick us up. Coordinates?
15, 42, 03.48 north latitude, 152, 16, 22.19 west longitude. 25 minutes, tops.
20 to 25, huh?
And that's stretching it.
All right, son of a bitch. 15, 42, 03.48 north latitude, 152, 16, 22.19 west longitude. Confirm. James Connor, go to my quarters and gather as much of the colony blueprints, designs, mission statements, whatever you can in your hands. Anything that has to do with
we've
construction of the colony, go now.
Are you sure there isn't...
Turn your GPS into the ELQ. We're going to use it to navigate. We'll be down there in less than 20 minutes. Confirm. Everyone go get suited up. Abby and Nicole, once you're suited up, power the abort capsule and make sure you strap up your parachutes.
Confirm, Tim. There has to be some other...
Listen for my call. Mechty 2 out. 10 minutes. I want everyone suited up and ready to go. Check your parachutes before you build them into your suit. Move!
What does she mean, not in charge anymore? What happened down there?
Sealing hatch. Hatch sealed.
Copy. Here we go. Connor, ready for aboard capsule jettison.
Standing by.
Okay. Punch it. Fire aft thrusters.
Copy that.
Getting us into position. Be ready to cut thrusters on my mark.
Standing by.
Ready and cut them.
Thrusters cut.
We're in position. We're in gravity's hands now.
AEI.
David, Chloe, lean away from that hatch. Last thing we need is your suit getting pierced or burned when it blows. James, get ready.
200, climb it fast.
Rubber order. James, David, Chloe, Vasily, Connor, Abby, Nicole, me, and Luke.
We're clear.
James, parachutes.
Parachutes deployed. Standing by
287. 290.
Blow it.
Clear the hatch. Clear the hatch.
Started firing while he was still inside.
Then why didn't you turn them off?
I was thrown from the capsule before I could switch them.
Bullshit! You've been looking.
Abby, there was nothing I could do. Get yourself together. Doesn't matter anymore. Mech-T1 ELQ. This is Commander Tim Conrad. Mech-T1 ELQ. This is Tim. Mech-T2 has landed. Repeat. Mech-T2 is on the ground. Do you copy? Do you copy?
Hello, friends. This is Mark Nell, executive producer of the Table Read podcast, where imagination meets performance. As we wrap up an incredible season one, we want to take a moment to express our heartfelt gratitude to each and every one of you who tuned in and supported us on this amazing journey. Season one was nothing short of extraordinary. We delved into captivating scripts that transported us to worlds beyond our imagination, thanks to the brilliant writers who delivered these works. But what really brought these stories to life were the talents of our amazing actors. But wait, the excitement doesn't end there. As we bid farewell to season one, we are thrilled to announce the launch of season two. Get ready for more gripping narratives, more unforgettable characters, and more mesmerizing performances that will keep you on the edge of your seat. We have some big surprises coming. The Force will definitely be with you. So stay tuned, stay engaged, and most importantly, stay excited. From all of us at the Table Read Podcast, thank you. And let's make season two even more memorable together.